Good morning, Expert. This is Kiri speaking.
Hi. I just have a couple questions to ask. It's relation into rats. I was just wondering, if I brought two, like, pet rats in, would that count as, like, paying for two consults, or would that just be in one consult, like, fee?
Yeah, if we're looking at both of them, it would be two consults, so you'd be charged $170 for the first consult and $135 for the second consult.
Okay. I've got a lot of, I've got over 15, like, pet rats myself, and a lot of them, like, are getting sick, with respiratory and stuff of their age. But they've been sick since, like, they were babies. Like, they've got it from the original owner, and it had nothing to do from when, like, I've had them.
Mm-hmm.
But bringing them all in is just going to be, like, the price is going to be, like, insane.
If they're all showing the same signs, what you could do is bring in one or two of the most affected rats, and then we can assess them. And if, obviously, let the vet know how many rats you have, and if they all live in the same in the same area, then they'll probably treat all of them. But, yeah, you'd have to let them know, obviously, how many rats you've got and how many live together and are showing signs.
Yeah, that's what I was just about to ask, if it would be possible, like, if I brought, like, one or two of my boys in, or, like, one girl, one boy, and they all live in different cages, and if I could get, like, a little bit more medication to give enough for each of them, so they,
like,
all can,
that
get
is
both.
Something that we could potentially work out for you, but we do obviously need to see at least one or two that are mainly affected, just to obviously make sure, like, if they're all showing the same symptoms potentially, and if they're all living in the same environment, then they would potentially all get treated anyway. And that's when I said you need to let them know how many rats you've got, and roughly the weight range of the rats as well. If you can get weights, that would definitely help, obviously, with dosing medication, dose rates and things like that, the rats. That's something that we could work out.
Yeah, I weigh them weekly and stuff to see if there's, like, the weight has gone up or down, because I want to make sure with that. Thank you so much. Am I able to book an appointment in around next week? We're just waiting until my mum gets paid and stuff.
So what I can do, I can take down, you haven't been to us here before?
I have been there for my guinea pig, Willow and stuff.
Okay, well, I'll just grab into your file if you like. And did you want me to get your details now, or do you just want to give us a call next week when you know when you can get in?
Book it now, please.
Okay, what's the surname that it's under in here that you've been?
Scott.
And your first name?
It will either be Charlotte or Prudence.
Okay. So Charlotte being the first name. Was it Crimmon, the surname?
Scott.
Scott, yep. Okay, I've got Scott here. But what's the address that we would have on file?
24 Starland Street, Mango Hill.
Sorry, was it Starland?
Starling. Starling.
Okay, it doesn't look like I've got that. And it was a patient called Willow that we've seen?
Yeah, she was a guinea pig. She is a guinea pig. Sorry, she's still with us.
Okay, it's under Prudence Scott.
Yes.
There we go. Okay. And what's the name of the rats that we'll be seeing?
Percy, so P-E-R-C-Y, and I think I'm going to do one of the girls. So,
I'll just pop them in separately, so just bear with me.
Yeah.
Okay, and Percy's a male, and how old's Percy?
He's only I'd say 8 months old.
8 months. Okay.
And he's a very big, he's a very big rat as well.
Certainly. And what's the name of the other second one? Sorry, was it Prudence?
Her name's Minnie.
Mimi, M-I-M-I or M-I-N-I?
M-I-N-N-Y.
There we go. And she's a female. And how old is she?
She's about 1 year old.
Okay.
I will just let it know she is quite, I will say she is quite aggressive. Like biting and stuff. I just want to mention that. Like, she doesn't like to be touched a lot on her sides and stuff. So she's quite in a lot of pain. I just want to mention that.
Will they put their hand or anything in the enclosure? Definitely.
Yeah.
I'll just pop here caution with handling as well. Okay. Now, what day next week were you hoping to get in?
Thursday
next week, so the 30th. Okay. Now, I can do a morning appointment. Would you be able to do a morning appointment at 9 o'clock?
Yes, please.
Okay. And you're bringing both Minnie and Percy in?
Yeah.
Okay, respiratory zone. Okay, well, that's all booked in then for 9 o'clock. What I will do is I'll send an email to the email we've got on file. I'll just confirm. We've got prudencescott81@gmail.com. Is that still the correct email?
Yep.
Yep, I'll send an email to that one there. It's just a questionnaire. If you can just you just need to fill out the one questionnaire for the both of them. Just give us an insight of the housing setup, what you've been feeding, things like that. And if you have done any medications, also pop that in there as well. But yeah, we'll see you at 9 o'clock then on Thursday next week.
Okay, thank you so much.
Not a problem. Okay then, we'll see you then. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.